Hey, beautiful people. I'm Sarah, and welcome to my show, Ignited by Inner Beauty, a podcast that is setting the world on fire with body positivity, female empowerment, and self-love. If you need some feel-good vibes and a reminder of just how beautiful you truly are, then you came to the right place. I'm so excited to share what's in store for you today. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 40 of Ignited by Inner Beauty. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you'd like to support the podcast, please rate me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share this episode with a friend. You can also learn more about Ignited by Inner Beauty and buy some merch at ignitedbyinnerbeauty.com. Today on the show, we have a fantastic guest. Debbie McCullough is another fellow podcast host, and she runs the podcast Older and Bolder. This podcast is awesome. It is all about women who are past age 50, living a, as she puts it, fearless, fabulous, and 50 plus life. So that is an overall taste of what you get from that show. And she was just so incredible to talk to. She just, what I really found was her overwhelming gratitude for living each day and getting to live each day being older. I think so often, especially as women, we're really surrounded by ways to look younger and anti-aging creams and all this stuff. And she really just offered such a fresh and wonderful perspective of how being older can be great. And she has done so much, with her life, and even in retirement, she seems super busy doing amazing things, volunteering. On the flip side, she also has had a lot of trauma in her life, losing a lot of loved ones who didn't get to live as long. And I think that's just so much of where she gets this immense gratitude from, is knowing that each day is a gift, and you can just sense how much she appreciates each day that we get to live our lives. So I'm so grateful for Debbie for joining us and just sharing her inner and outer beauty. And you can hear our interview here, and afterwards, definitely check out her podcast, Older and Bolder. But without further ado, here's our conversation. Well, thank you so much, Debbie, for joining me on Ignited by Inner Beauty. I am so grateful to have you. Why don't you start us off by introducing yourself and telling the audience how you are ignited by inner beauty?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me, Sarah. It's really my pleasure to be here. My name is Debbie McCullough, and I'm a retired pharmacist. But one of my retirement projects was to launch a podcast, something that was totally new for me. And I've titled it Older and Bolder with Debbie McCullough. And I get to interview women who are fearless, fabulous, and 50 plus. So it's really to promote appreciating what a gift it is to grow older. And I guess tying it in with that, there's a couple of things how I am ignited by inner beauty. And that is, I think living this long too, I really feel grateful for all the positive things that are part of my life and that have been in my life in the past. And not everyone gets all those opportunities. We don't know, we don't get to choose our parents or where we're born or lots of our relatives. We don't get to choose what our health is like to start with or some of our abilities. And I'm really grateful that I was very fortunate in so many of those things and had a great family and everything like that. And one thing I'm really ignited by people's inner beauty right now is through my podcast, because I get to meet and learn about and have really intimate conversations with amazing individuals. And that really ignites the inner beauty. So
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thanks so much for sharing that. Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to start that and how the idea came to you to start the podcast.
Well, I retired in 2018 and I had a busy professional life as a pharmacist. And so my husband and I at that time traveled and I kind of dove into a lot of different volunteering opportunities. And that was going really well. It was keeping us busy and engaged and looking forward to new things. And then the pandemic hit. And of course, I wasn't able to volunteer in the long-term care facility. Most of that dried up. Travel certainly dried up and other things. And so just when things were lessening with the pandemic, I was thinking, you know what, I really need a project. So I started thinking about maybe I might like to do a podcast, which was something totally new. I like to learn new things. And my husband was very supportive. But then he became ill. And so that was put on the back burner for many, many months. And he ultimately passed away. So in 2022, in August, he did pass away. And a little bit after that, I thought, do you know what? I do need a project. This is something I want to do. And it made me even more passionate about spreading the message that living past age 50, or I mean, my husband was 67, I'm 67 right now, that it really is a gift to be appreciated. And so I did launch in March of 2023. And yeah, now I just love it. So it was a good thing for me to do, and I've learned so much.
That's so wonderful. I'm sure there's just so much to share. I guess what's like stands out to you as something that's a really unique or different aspect of your life now more than it was in like your 20s and 30s?
Well, what I think is an appreciation, a more of an appreciation for the things I have been able to experience and for the people I've been able to be in contact with. And so lots of times in my 20s and 30s, you just take it for granted that, yes, I went to university, I became a pharmacist, I had a great husband and a wonderful family. And then I lost several family members far too early. My youngest sister was killed viciously. She was murdered when she was only 24 years old. My parents died far too early. My dad when he was 57, and my mom when she was 66. My older sister struggled with multiple sclerosis for years and then passed away when she was only 53. So that was a lot of my why for wanting to start the podcast. But I just feel at this stage of life, too, if we focus on what we're still able to do and focus on these years, and when you look at the research, so many people, once they reach age 60 or older, especially, there's a really good chance we could live for another 30 years. And how we live those years can really vary to live it with purpose and passion and enjoying the day and realizing it is a gift.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear about all of like the loss that you've experienced, but also it is really wonderful to see how your focus has been so much on gratitude. I just like hear that coming from you so strongly as a part of your inner beauty, which is really nice. I think that can be really tough. It can go like I'm sure it's a lot of trauma and loss. So to come out of that on the other end with a lot of gratitude for every day is really beautiful.
And well, I think a lot of it was too seeing my sister, who was just a year older than me, be diagnosed with her progressive multiple sclerosis. So you often ask, why her and not me? We were raised in the same household. She probably led a healthier lifestyle than I did. And yet she was the one that came down with this chronic condition that she had to live with. And she became quite, her mobility was very affected. She had a lot of difficulties walking and doing things, but she really gave it her all. And she continued to travel and do things around the house. She couldn't work for most of that time. She had three young children that she took to activities, could always drive. But she actually passed away from breast cancer. So then it was a double whammy, and I'm thinking, why her and not me? So I felt fortunate and more passionate, I think, that maybe I wasn't the one inflicted with a disease, or I was lucky to kind of live life unscathed compared to many members of my family. So I just feel people are moved by stories, and I love the stories of my guests. You've probably found that with your podcast as well. So I think you know what I'm talking about. But I've really had the opportunity to meet and interview, and you get to have intimate conversations that you might not have with people that you know or see on a daily basis. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful. What are there any guests or stories that stand out to you on the top of your head that have really been very moving?
There have been lots, actually. So it really varies. Some of them have shown amazing resilience after loss and found a new purpose or passion in life. One was a woman named Patricia. She had lost her daughter in a drunk driving accident. So she was killed by a drunk driver, and she ended up being in a dark place and afterwards. But she remembered her and her daughter loved to paint together. So she got out her paints and started painting. And she continued and continued. And now she is such a successful artist. She goes around the world. Her paintings have two, they sell for thousands of dollars. She's taught painting on different cruises around the world. And she just came back from France, being as a at an amazing retreat in France with her art and other artists. So that's one story that stands out. And some of them are just really people who embrace the older years and always have one. One that comes to mind too, that was a really fun interview too, was Beverly Bass. She is the pilot that was portrayed on Come From Away, the story about on 9/11, all of the passengers that ended up in Gander, Newfoundland, and they made a hit Broadway musical, Come From Away, from it. So she was the pilot that was portrayed in that play, and she was one of American Airlines. At the time she became an airline pilot, she was only their third female pilot ever. Became their first captain ever. And she is in her 70s now and still flies, not for American anymore, but she flies a private jet that she doesn't own. She's one of two pilots, and it's owned by two individuals. And yeah, she just loves to fly. She now works with other female pilots, but there's just so many moving stories of resilience or people that are just using their skills and talents in amazing ways. And I've interviewed people that are just 50 or in their early 50s, all the way up to someone who's 93. And if I could
Wow.
just share the 93-year-old with you, she is someone who was always into music. So she loved it that when she was young, her parents, even though it was in the Great Depression in the 30s, managed to buy a piano. She loved music, was a school teacher, but then she would lead these choral groups and choirs in the rural area here in Saskatchewan. But when she was in her 70s, her and her friend wrote their very first musical three-act play. And this play became such a success all around the province. When they thought they were going to do it just for their local community, it was all amateur and local actors and musicians, but it ended up being performed more than 100 times and even sold out on many occasions. I think it's a 3 or 4,000 seat venue in Saskatoon, more on several occasions. So, and she's still going strong. So now she lives in an she has an apartment in the city. And she still leads choral groups. She's part of a group. She does amazing things.
Oh my
She
gosh,
has
that's
inner beauty to
very
the nth
cool.
degree. She's amazing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'll definitely have to check those out. That's really incredible and very, it's, I love hearing those stories because I think in a lot of media and maybe just society has a stigma that like your life ends at 30 or something or past 40. And it's just, we don't see as many, as especially women, I would say we don't see as many women, like in media and portrayed, doing amazing things like they are doing. So, that's really, it's really wonderful to hear about and to elevate those stories.
Yeah, and there's just so many more. There was one from New York that became a professional model at the age of 60, and she runs a casting agency for older women.
Wow.
Her name's
Oh my
Robin
God.
Babet, and yeah, it's good.
That's so awesome.
Lots of incredible women out there, so I'm very
There
fortunate.
are. I love that. Did you find it hard yourself to, after retirement to kind of get into new activities, or was that a really seamless transition for you?
I was really ready to retire, I think, although I loved my job, but I ended up running the store with like 18 employees, and it was a very fast-paced, busy atmosphere, and I loved it, loved it. But it was like, okay, I really want to do some other things. So I always did enjoy volunteering. I could do that a lot more. I have two grandsons and I wanted to spend more time with them, and I'm able to do that a lot. They both love playing hockey. They're 9 and 7 now, but so I was able to do a lot of that and do more traveling too. So that was really good. And then I was so glad I was retired when my husband was ill, because that was took a lot of time and emotional turmoil. And I was so glad that I was able to be by his side constantly during the months and months when he was so sick. So I think retirement, yes, but part of it was too when I lost my husband. I'm so glad I launched my podcast, because all of a sudden, a lot of the titles or what you think defines you, being a wife, being a mother, my kids were all growing up, being a pharmacist, all of those things, all of a sudden, like, now who am I? And so I just had to really think about it. It is a difficult transition becoming a widow, and we were married for 45 years. I had never lived alone before, but I do have great, great friends and a really good family. So I'm really fortunate for that, but it's still a difficult transition. So I think I retired at the right time, but it is a change. It's a change.
Yeah, that is, it can be, I think, it definitely, it seems like it came at the right time for you, but it's, I just talking with, even my parents, just retired recently, and I think they're really loving it and enjoying it and also traveling and doing other activities. But, I was kind of talking with my dad about it, and he was saying that, some of his other, former coworkers and things were really having a hard time with that transition and finding maybe some more purpose or even what you're saying, like that you have this title or you have this company, maybe even community that is kind of lost from work. So it's kind of yeah, I know people handle it differently, but it is a transition in your life for sure.
Yeah, it is. And you have to decide what's going to get you up in the morning and what's on your to-do list. And yeah, but mostly it's good if you're ready for it. And I do like to learn new things, so I've been studying Spanish, and volunteering is a great way to do that. It really gives you purpose and connection.
Yeah, that's great. Are there certain places that are very meaningful to you or places where you volunteer?
Yeah, I have three that are mostly near and dear to my heart that I'm quite involved with at this time. Once a week, I go to our long-term care facility. That's a lot of seniors that are in wheelchairs or have dementia or those kinds of things. And I lead some sitting exercises, chair exercises. And so I get to really interact with them on a one-to-one basis too and get to know them all. And I do really enjoy that. And part of it, I really think, is because I didn't have grandparents myself. They had passed away before I was born. And I didn't get to see my parents grow old. So it's a connection for me. And like I say, they're so delightful and the wisdom they have, and they are so appreciative of everything. So I really enjoy that. Once a month or so, I do volunteer at the youth center, which is totally different. It's much louder and much more busy. But
Imagine.
we get up to, 40 or 50 kids, usually between age 8 and 16, about that go and do various activities. There's ping pong, there's video games, there's artwork, there's playing hockey mini sticks and air hockey and all different activities they do. And of course, we serve ice cream and popcorn. And so that I like. And then I'm also a Canadian Red Cross volunteer. So I have I've been deployed a few times to assist with beneficiaries that have been evacuated because of wildfires. There was a lot of that last summer. I've also helped with some flood beneficiaries, and some of it's done virtually. Those were in-person ones, but sometimes for people with personal disasters, because I'm a safety and well-being responder, which works on the psychosocial support. So sometimes you're phoning people and hooking them up with different resources that they need, or be that listening ear where they can tell you about things like that. So I've done those things since I've retired.
Wow, you have a lot going on. It's very
Well,
busy,
it
but that's
doesn't,
great.
it sounds busier. Like with the Red Cross, a lot of it when you're not deployed on a disaster is quite part-time, and then you keep up with your training, because there's always online training and other things. But so that's what I do.
That's wonderful. And really, I guess transitioning a bit to talk more about your inner beauty again. So, or tell me a little bit about what makes you feel empowered.
Oh, that's a good question, Sarah.
No, it can be
I
tricky.
think I feel empowered when I've learned a new skill, or I feel like I've connected and helped someone else. So again, volunteering is so good for that. If I've stepped out of my comfort zone and then like, oh, maybe I really can do that, when you're doubting yourself and then you try it. And yeah, and I think being a little older, I feel more empowered that I don't feel the need to worry about the judgment of others as much. It's like, I've been through this and that and something else and got through it. So I don't care if I look ridiculous when I'm trying this new skill. Or I recently took up golf not very long ago, and I'm terrible at it. But the women I golf with are very, very understanding and very encouraging. And of course, when I started podcasting, I didn't know so many things. I'm not great with technology. I do have an editor that does that part of it, the technology part, but I still had to learn a lot myself. And then I think that's very empowering to really know if you're in different situations that are new to you, that you can get through it and learn a lot along the way.
I love that so much. Yeah, it definitely can be empowering to, like you said, try something new, but also have the confidence to try something new and not be afraid of looking silly or not being perfect at something, because no one is from the start.
Exactly.
Is there advice that you would give yourself when you were younger, that things that you maybe have learned now?
I think I would say to don't worry as much about the judgment of others. And I think there were times maybe I could have stood up for myself a little more, say, instead of always thinking, In my generation, we were raised that always, if there was your boss or your this or that, you always say yes. And instead of saying, well, I don't know, maybe I would have done a little more of that to spend more time with my family at times. But yeah, I think, and not to worry so much about the judgment of others, that usually things work out.
That's great advice. I love that. And one question I love to ask is, what do you like most about yourself? That's all about your inner beauty and not your outer
Whoa. And again,
appearance.
that's a very good question, Sarah.
Yeah.
And that's a hard one, right? Because we don't like to talk about what we like about ourselves. But I think what I like about myself and that has brought me great joy is that I'm very interested in other people and their stories. So the older I get, the less afraid I am to connect with others. And I've always been kind of like that, but more so as the years go on, whether it's a stranger that you meet on an airplane or someone that you kind of know, but you want to get to know better. Yeah, I think I do like that about myself, and it has brought me great joy. And then so often I think it can be mutual that we're glad we connected with each other, and to look through their lens, to look through things from somebody else's eyes, and you can feel more empathy for them.
That's such a beautiful sentiment. Yeah, I'm sure. And it's so nice to, I do think it's a rare quality sometimes to have great listeners as well. You have a lot of people saying thing, and I think having your podcast where you give space to a lot of people to share their stories as well is really wonderful, because I think they have a lot of, like you're saying, a lot of insights and a lot of wonderful things to share.
Just like what you're doing, Sarah. So
I
you,
do enjoy it. Yeah, no, it is great. I do like similar to your podcast as well. It's so great to hear the inner beauty of different women and talking about what we like about ourselves, because we should be proud of that. That's great. It's interesting going back to what you said about like standing up for yourself a little bit more. I think that is or something that you may have would have told yourself as a younger person. I really like that. I think it's something that I realized I'm not very good at. And when I've just through actually volunteering myself through a mentorship program, it's something that I really want to encourage people in high school and like in college to stand up for themselves a little bit more, because even as young professionals, I think they have a lot of great insights, and they still deserve respect and to be treated well. And I think that I definitely see it a lot in women who are just eager to do well, but to really do that at any cost, even when it's hurting themselves. So I think that's definitely great advice that resonates with me. Something I'm trying to embrace as well.
Good for you, Sarah.
Yeah. That's great. And tell me about a time when you recently felt beautiful.
Oh, do you know what? That's a fairly easy one,
Oh, good.
because it actually was before my husband passed away. I did sign up for a photo shoot, and I thought, okay, well, I've never had a professional photo shoot other than, family pictures or something like that. But this was going to be something totally different. An amazing photographer wanted to do 40 women over 40 and have this amazing event and make us feel beautiful. So I'd signed up for the photo shoot. And then my husband was in the hospital, very ill at the time, because of course the appointment date for the photo shoot was going to be months in advance, and I had no idea when I booked it. So I had to have it postponed. And then he did pass away before the next appointment came up, and I just about didn't do it. I thought this was really self-indulgent, but it was amazing. She was amazing. She has had I it included hair and makeup and a photo shoot, just like you were going to be on the cover of Vogue or something.
Right.
And I use all those photos now for promos for my podcast. But the experience, it just brings tears to my eyes when I think about it. I was feeling sad and not beautiful at all. I was feeling worried about what my future would look like, and then it's just she's snapping a wave, and one of them she has the wind blowing your hair and saying, "Oh, look, this is just so beautiful," and then get in another outfit. And then when we met and she showed me the photos, we met at a restaurant. I don't live in the same city. She lives about an hour away. And I could feel almost my husband there saying, "You look beautiful," because he used to privately say things like that. Never, he was never one in public to try to say things like that. But and so I'm bawling in this restaurant, just sobbing, and I think everyone thinks I was a crazy woman, but I did feel beautiful then, and it was all because of her. It was just an experience for me that was at the right time, and I don't know, it was meant to be so that, but I did feel beautiful then.
What a wonderful story. And it is amazing how some photographers can really create that experience as well. It's funny, I just had a photographer on talking about making people feel like really comfortable and really beautiful, and it was so great. So I love that, the other side of it, and it seems like such a beautiful relationship you have with your husband too, and all your years of marriage. So that's wonderful. You can look back. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll definitely have to check out all of your incredible podcasts with the women you've interviewed and just hear more of their stories. I'm so excited to dive into that. Is there anything else you'd like to end on? And please definitely share where people can find you.
Hey. Well, maybe I'd just like to share for especially the younger viewers or the younger listeners, excuse me, that look forward to growing older because it is an amazing time. And anybody my age remembers what it was like to be 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 for me. But anyone younger doesn't yet know what it's like to be 60 or over. And I remember being younger and we think, oh, it's not a very good time. People are getting health problems. You don't look very good. You have wrinkles and gray hair and an expanding waistline. And all those things are true a lot of the time. But really, most of us are living longer and it is a gift. So I would just like to share that with everybody that it can be an incredible time and an incredible time. And we learn so much along the way and we can keep learning throughout.
Thank you for sharing that. It is so nice to hear that there's a lot of things to look forward to in growing older. And I think you've shared a lot of that too, of all the incredible stories of yourself and other women you have on your show. So thank you so much. And where can people find you in the podcast?
Oh, yes, it's called Older and Bolder with Debbie McCullough, and it is available on all the usual platforms. It's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google and SoundCloud. And and I'm on Facebook, Older and Bolder. I have an Older and Bolder Facebook page and Instagram, so I can be found there as well.
That's great. We'll definitely have to check it out. And thank you so much, Debbie, for sharing your inner beauty with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. I really enjoy your podcast and everything you're doing and promoting inner beauty. So thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of Ignited by Inner Beauty. I hope this episode served as a reminder of just how beautiful and worthy you are. If you enjoyed today's episode, please hit subscribe, provide a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and share this episode with a friend. For more information about Ignited by Inner Beauty, please go to ignitedbyinnerbeauty.com and sign up for my email list to keep up to date on new blog posts and podcast episodes. If you'd like to support my mission of empowering women, you can go to patreon.com/ignitedbyinnerbeauty and receive some exclusive content and giveaways. If you're not already following me on social media, please follow me on Instagram @ignitedbyinnerbeauty and Twitter @ignitedbeauty. Thank you again for joining me, and please tune in for the next episode.